right now here from Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant. It's the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Thank you, Craig. There is a Texas company that is doing incredible work. I don't know how to characterize it as awesome or awesomely scary. Like awesome as in we should have awe, or terrific as in we should have terror. They're the ones who are bringing back these extinct species.
Oh, yeah.
Colossal Biosciences. And they now are bringing back the dire wolf. I think they've had a couple dire wolf pups that have been born.
Wow.
That's the big, oversized wolf that's the size of a human house.
Human house.
And
your house is a lot bigger than your average American wolf.
Yes. And they say that they're going to have a woolly mammoth by this time next year.
Elephant.
Where are they going to put him? Out in the wild or in a zoo?
I don't know.
The new stadium.
You can't put him in a closet, right? Or moths will get to
him. Put him at the new stadium.
That would be an attraction if Jerry wants to come up with some good ideas.
We got a woolly mammoth out there.
Got a woolly mammoth petting park out
Maybe
there.
Maybe he goes out and gets the kicking tee after kickoffs.
Would a woolly mammoth go out there? They have prehensile trunks.
You can
like
train him to do that. Yeah. Have a big helmet on him.
I can't remember what woolly mammoths look like. Boy, remember the Ticket Mouse? Didn't he get woolly?
Yeah.
Remember they were trying some drugs on him and it made him woolly? That always stayed in my head for some reason. But yes, so now they have another breakthrough. You want to guess which animal they're resurrecting now?
Dinosaur.
Roaming Bunky. Velociraptors.
What?
No. Dodo birds.
Okay.
That one
I'm okay
with. They'll
just go extinct again.
That one I'm okay with because they're not... Like a dire wolf, that's a predator. You want prey. If you want to come up with resurrect animals, you do prey. You don't do predators.
What was the animation film about dodo birds and woolly mammoths? Anyway, the dodo birds were really
you're
funny.
Losing him.
No. What was it? Help me out.
Talking about Ice Age?
Ice Age, thank you.
What was the dodo's personality in that?
Oh, they were just ridiculously dumb, but they had a kind of a football-like game with the last piece of fruit that was
a watermelon.
Yeah, the watermelon. The sloth was running through dodo birds. It's a okay. I know I sound like an idiot, but Ice Age.
You're a simpleton.
Have you watched Ice Age?
No, I've never seen it.
Man, she will love it.
I'm with you. I'm with you, George.
It's got a little baby in it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's great.
Doesn't it have a sloth that kind of talks? Which is...
Yeah. Someone doesn't appreciate the classics.
John Leguizamo voices that character. He's greatness.
Gosh, it's funny.
By the way, Gordo, yes, the woolly mammoth looks like an elephant. It's a woolly elephant with gigantic, ridiculous cartoon tusks.
Yeah.
Really? The tusks are made of cartoon?
Yes.
Maybe that could be just the Cowboys' new mascot. Get rid of Rowdy and put Woolly on the sideline.
Sure, if you had Woolly, the only resurrected mammoth. Look how big those things are. Yeah,
man.
People could ride on the tusks.
He's a character in Ice Age. That's Ray Romano's character.
Look at my big tusk.
I got a big tusk here. And,
funny movie. Watch it this weekend.
Got a little scrunch voice, too.
Get back to me. I think you'll like Ice Age.
Got a lot of football to watch.
I know. But you got to watch something with her. Just watch that one. And then she'll want to watch it every day.
Okay. So basically, Colossal Biosciences is resurrecting Ice Age.
Man, I'm in. If we could, get that going, that'd be great.
Well, for the first time, they've successfully grown pigeon primordial germ cells, precursor cells to the sperm and eggs, and that's supposed to help them get dodo.
Dodo.
They want to get dodo.
Dodo.
And raise dodo.
This sure is Jurassic Park feeling, isn't it?
Not at all. I don't know why you even come up with that. I mean, in Jurassic Park, it all ended well.
What's the name of this company?
Colossal Biosciences, and I don't know whether they're located in Houston or where. I'm hoping they're located here where we can go look at woolly mammoth sperm.
Colossal Biosciences and Boston Dynamics will kill us all.
You think so?
Yes.
What about if they team up to resurrect extinct robots in the shape of animals?
I think that's where we're headed.
Robart.
Colossal has several high-profile investors. Chris Hemsworth. Nicholas Braun. Is that Scooter Braun? Or is that Nicholas Braun? And activist influencer Paris Hilton.
She is an investor in this?
I think she's pretty rich.
Yeah.
I mean, she was rich before. She was famous.
Yeah, I know she's rich. It seems like an odd interest for her.
I would love to have audio of them explaining this whole process to her. What?
Maybe she's really smart. Hey, remember when she came out with a song? Hey, Tyler, see if you can look up Paris Hilton's song that she released. And I always thought the song was pretty good, and it made me question, is she really singing this? If she is if she's talented enough to do this, then is she talented enough to come out with a whole album? And if so, then why didn't she do it?
I don't know.
Or several
Maybe
albums,
she did
I mean.
Do it, a complete album. No, she just
did
one
song? Yeah,
but
I mean, several. Like, why aren't we still hearing her as a musical artist?
I don't know.
Did you find it, Tyler?
Looks like she has a few songs.
This one's it's called Check Out My Booty.
No, it's not called Check Out My Booty. Yeah, this is it. Kind of a reggae-ish, tide is high kind of thing. And that's her on bass.
Okay. I remember this song. Yeah. It did well, didn't it?
Seems like it.
Yeah. What's wrong with this?
Is that her really singing? Or is this like a
I'm sure they
Joe Exotic
it.
Thing? Remember? That was the worst one. He went out and hired a guy who sounded so not like him.
I Saw Tiger? Or
yeah, see if you can find I Saw Tiger by Joe Exotic.
So
Maybe
she
Tiger Saw Man.
By the way, Paris Hilton has two albums, 19 released singles.
Yeah, she's very accomplished.
19 singles from two albums?
Yeah.
That has to be every song.
Or maybe some of her singles weren't on the
albums.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Well, I mean,
Stars Are Blind went to number one on the U.S. dance chart.
I think that's that song we just listened to.
So did Turn It Up.
Dance break!
Yeah, Donnie loves Paris Hilton's music.
Okay.
I think that was Donnie. I could barely hear. The return is so low. In our ear.
That's great.
Loud in yours?
Yeah, it's fine with me.
Maybe we have different mixes. Did you find Joe Exotic's Tiger Saw Man?
Saw Tiger.
Are we far from Joe Exotic's old place?
No.
No.
Not at all.
It's in Oklahoma, right?
Well, it's actually that way. It's by Thackerville, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's west of here.
I Saw Tiger.
No way this is him.
Remember Joe Exotic talked up here like this.
Tell all the hunters to lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love.
Just needs a little bit of love.
Let them run the jungle.
I think I told y'all before the series came out on Netflix that he jumped on Randy Rogers' band and pitched this song to him. You guys ought to cut this.
I saw tiger.
Why would Randy Rogers' band be singing about tigers?
He thought he had something.
I don't know. I think this is Joe Exotic.
I Saw Tiger and Tiger Saw Man.
We need to get him out of jail so he can play the song.
Remember that footage in the documentary of him driving his truck, singing, cranking this up, and singing along to it, and his voice was completely different? So stupid. And he made a full music video to it. And he's standing up on top of a truck, sawing on a Jasmine guitar. And and he's not playing any of the right chords.
His hairpiece is blowing in the wind.
I think he plays one chord the whole time through every single chord change. Yeah, that mullet blowing in the wind.
What a weird individual.
That's the name of my first album, Mullet Blowing in the Wind. All right, well, we welcome the dodo, and we welcome the dire wolf, and anything that is woolly.
And everybody watch Ice Age.
Yes.
All right, will do.
The end.